I'm Todd Hatton. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Front Page AM, bringing you the latest from around our four rivers each Friday morning at 8:35. You can hear more on Front Page PM this evening at 6:30 after Marketplace, as well as our hour-long Front Page Sunday at 9 a.m. More than 1,300 students will leave Murray State University this weekend with degrees in hand, most of them searching for a job. Their competition, nearly 2.5 million students graduating nationwide. Sheila Clark is the director of the West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board. Gary Pitts spoke with her about regional job prospects as the nation slowly pulls itself out of an economic recession.
We're coming up on graduation, and the nation as a whole and in our area, we're recovering from a recession, and there's some debate as to how that recovery is going. In our region, how are we doing as far as jobs are concerned?
Well, I think that we're in the middle of the pack, I would say. I would say that we probably have a few more opportunities just by having some of our areas that have a divergent economy rather than only having manufacturing in some areas, as some of our northern cities have seen. We do have a mix of our economies, and I think that's kept some of our counties in the middle of the pack as far as seeing the 8% and 9% unemployment. But some of the purchase counties have been down below that in their unemployment numbers. So there are a few more opportunities there. But each year, we have about 2.4 million graduates in the U.S. that suddenly come out and are competing for jobs. And it's a rude awakening when they've worked 4 years or oftentimes more in trying to get a college degree in a specific area of study. And then sometimes they find that that's not the area that everybody's looking at right now.
So right now, what area is everyone looking at?
Well, the areas that I think that we're seeing in this area, of course, education and that arena is always something that's being looked at. Teachers are always placed. Sometimes they're difficult in finding the right placement for them or job opening at the right time. But there's always a demand that's being shown there. And then we have our healthcare areas. We have individuals that are going through either short-term training or four-year training and coming out and buying for jobs there, and there is a high demand there. And then we have some of our other sectors that relate to finance, relate to logistics, transportation, some of the industrial and manufacturing, like manufacturing that we have in our area, and some of the engineering components that go with that as well.
Have you noticed that more students have started coming out with those degrees? Has there been a shift as to what students are majoring in?
I think that we've had more people interested, especially some of the dislocated workers that are trying to find their way back into the job market. Maybe they were in a factory for, 15 years, and in the second half of their labor, they're looking at an area where they feel like they have a greater chance of staying in one occupational area and not having that career leave them. A lot of times the healthcare fields, physical therapy, respiratory therapy, many of those areas, it's not just nursing, but it's something that pertains to a needed area, and it's a high-paying job, and there's not a lot of people that have flooded that particular market.
Looking at college graduates specifically, we talked some about fields that are always in demand, and what about those that are graduating and they're finding themselves having to work part-time jobs and they can't find anything with their degree? What degree are they holding?
Well, right now it could be a variety of degrees just because there's so much uncertainty in the job market, and sometimes we have employers that are saying, well, I'm not sure I can hire three people. Maybe I should only hire one, and maybe I can look at one this fall. So I think what we have to do is that makes the job hunter have to be a little more creative in trying to anticipate what that employer is looking for and trying to think about, well, yes, I did take a course in that, and yes, I did do a presentation on that. I don't have a lot of experience, but I enjoyed doing it, and I got a good grade. Sometimes you have to look at the little things that you've done to try to sell yourself there, because otherwise you're just one of 15 pages of people that have a master's in business.
Gary Pitts spoke with West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board Director Sheila Clark.